Laughter's a good way to start.
Hey, Russ.
Hi, Tony.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm living the dream.
Thank you for making yourself available.
Thanks for inviting me over
to record a podcast
in your house.
The second day in a row.
Mm-hmm.
This is our
How'd
second
it go yesterday?
It was an unmitigated shitty dumpster
you
fire.
You know, we're coming up on 200 of these. You'd think you'd have the,
you'd
the
think
technology
we'd figure
under control.
This out. No, we bought a brand new audio interface about a year ago, maybe a little more, so that we could add more mics when we have guests on. And we tried to have a guest on yesterday, and it broke my brain.
So we got so that guy couldn't come back. So we got a new guest.
He is in jail now, and we got a new guest, and that guest is Chris. Say hi, Chris.
How are you guys doing?
Best day of my whole life.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Your birthday? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
How old are you?
I will be, by the time everyone hears this, it will have already been my birthday. But yeah, it's tomorrow.
You're going to spend it on an aeroplane.
5-hour flight to the other side of the country in a middle seat.
You still don't tell me how
I'll be spending my
You still
birthday.
Don't tell me how old you are.
Say that again?
You still didn't tell me how old you are.
I will be 41.
Oh, so we're close in age then.
So Chris is our friend. I know you how. You Our sons go to the same school.
Yes, our sons go to school together.
That's right. And so we do the whole playdate dad thing. And
pretend to be responsible.
But on this show, he's our light American lager subject matter expert.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. During witty banter during the World Cup, then we realized, hey, let's have Chris on the show because he's a real stand-up sharp guy. We like him a lot.
And he knows a lot.
There's a lot about bad beer.
So Chris, how did you get into the light American lagers?
I started with Milwaukee's Best as a young man, and then moved on from there to the finer beers, Miller Lite, Bud Light.
So you do lead with the fact that Milwaukee's Best is the lower end?
That or Meisterbrau?
I've Meisterbrau.
I've never heard of Meisterbrau.
Meisterbrau, Löwenbräu.
I know Löwenbräu. Everybody knows Löwenbräu. Tonight is kind of special.
I did not know that.
Yeah. That was their jingle.
Löwenbräu
song? Remember that?
No. Yeah. They're both staring at me incredulously like I don't know the Löwenbräu song. Well, what?
Yeah, I'm intelligent, and he's the light lager expert in the room. We just assumed.
That's crazy.
You didn't have a drunken grandfather who drank it and then would be.
Now I want to change up the song. Now I want to change up the song to,
doesn't
to,
everyone
to
have
the Löwenbräu jingle just to educate you. Their commercials were memorable.
Memorable?
Memorable.
I don't remember
thing.
Them at all.
They were very romantic.
So when you start in becoming an expert in the macro beers, what's your game of choice?
You are looking for a quantity over quality and price point.
Okay. So are you breaking this down on a per can?
Yes, absolutely.
Tall boys or no tall boys?
No tall boys.
Oh, how come?
That's professional shit.
Oh, so wait. What do you mean professional shit?
Like, you don't move on to that until later. Like, we're discussing my intro into these beers, so.
But do you drink tall boys now?
Absolutely, yeah.
God, idiots.
Yeah, see, Russ?
Idiots. I'm surrounded by idiots.
Russ is philosophically opposed to tall boys because he's intimidated by the girth of the can.
It's the tallness, not the girth. Girth is around the girth.
Yeah.
He's intimidated. They make him sweaty.
Yeah, no, I'm good. The last inch and a half of the beer is going to be warm. Now, if you take a tall boy and pour it into a glass, I'm perfectly fine.
I don't understand. You know, this is the way I think about
drinking. Don't try to understand me.
This is
no one puts baby in a corner.
This is why I drink a tall boy. It's like a race. So you have this extra part of beer that gets warm unless you drink it really quickly.
Who's your favorite NASCAR driver?
I don't watch NASCAR.
I don't know if I have a NASCAR driver.
I'm from a family of NASCAR people, but
I can tell that by looking at you.
Thank you.
You do have the appropriate NASCAR accent.
Although the Wu-Tang Clan shirt does throw a wrench in that theory.
It's for life. I didn't know if you guys knew that or not.
Welcome to One Beer, One Song.
Yeah.
Where we talk about things.
Tonight is kind of special.
Apparently it is.
we're doing this.
What beer and or beers are we going to do today?
Well, walk us through this. What are our two options here?
We have our Bud Light, which is, in my opinion, a nice hue. Not a huge fan of it, no.
Oh, but it's a light American lager. This is your style of choice.
It is, but I'm a more of a Miller Lite guy, I think.
How come? Is it a taste? Is it a carbonation? Mouthfeel?
Mouthfeel's strange.
Does that word make you feel funny?
Mouthfeel comes after you drink the Meisterbrau. At least that's what my grandfather said. So... it's taste. It's all taste.
I will say this, the Bud Light, this is a blue on blue with white letter Bud Light can. And I think this is It's a beautiful can.
Design's fine. They have expensive agencies.
It's okay to pay a compliment to something that is shitty.
Yeah, that's fine.
The canister the shitty beer comes in is nice looking.
They don't know anything about contrast, in my opinion.
Always brewed using only the choicest hops, best barley malt, and rice. Mm.
Now,
what should we be tasting? What should we be smelling here from the get-go?
Truck stop floor.
I think their whole goal is to be inoffensive. As
light straw color.
Inoffensive as possible, so you should be smelling nothing.
Yeah, you don't
nice white head. This is a straight-up racist beer. This is an Aryan beer.
Aryan beer.
I get...
Blonde beer out of a blue can.
I get a little barley in the nose.
I tasted it. It tastes like Bud Light. It's gross.
It reminds me of junior high school.
All right. So we're doing a taste test today. And what's the second beer you brought us to?
This is a fine Miller Lite.
No, it's words I never thought would be spoken on this podcast. I made a list of 10.
Is there this is a fine Miller Lite. Is there a not fine Miller Lite?
Well, this comes in an aluminum pint can.
But listen to that can unscrew.
Wow.
Which makes it more... I've already been drinking that one, so that's why we didn't get the crisp snap.
It's like, why am I pouring more than an inch for Tony? Yeah, he's not going to...
I'm going to end up drinking all these.
Yes, you are. And then we'll just give you the can right back.
The Miller Lite definitely has it's got that slightly sulfury lager yeast aroma in it, which they actually claim it's a Pilsner. Bud Light, I don't think, claims a particular style.
What's the difference?
Between what?
Pilsner and...
Fermentation temperature.
Pilsner is a style of lager, so it's from Pilsen, Czech Republic.
Oh, sorry, I thought he was saying the difference between lager and ale.
It is known for grassy continental hops, and the water in that part of Czech Republic is very soft, and so it's Bavarian. Well, sorry, I'm getting ahead. Pilsner comes from that region. It's like a...
I zoned out. What were you saying?
Hoppy, bitter, sort of light lager.
I died there for a second.
I bored everybody asking a question.
And
that I should have known.
Czech Pilsner, and then there's also Bavarian Pilsner.
German Pilsner. Now, I'd like to point out that this does have a born-on date of 1917.
What?
Right there at the top, right underneath the ring.
I think that's
actually all kinds of packaging data.
December of 2018.
So that beer
inside,
almost.
I'm reading.
7 months old. It's 8 months old.
I'm reading.
I also just want to go ahead and acknowledge Blake that how badly I butchered the description of Pilsner. Just so
it's a shame his car's now wrapped around a tree.
Yeah.
Inside is a fine Pilsner beer brewed with the highest quality ingredients. We use choice hops from the Pacific Northwest as well as noble
Saz hops.
There was a piece of dew.
S-A-A-Z.
Saz hops. And deliver more taste, aroma, and color with only 96 calories per 12 ounces.
96 calories. Michelob Ultra's got them with 95 calories. I don't know. How do I know that?
Why do you know that?
One calorie.
God bless.
Have you been watching soccer?
Yeah, I'm watching a lot of soccer.
If I had to choose one of these to drink for the rest of my life, I would go with the Miller Lite.
Coors Light is what you'd go to.
But if I go to like a ballpark, or if I'm on the links and there's a golf cart lady, which she has beer, I'm probably going to go with like a Coors Light or maybe a champagne of beers.
Yeah, High Life is good.
I like the High Life.
Serviceable.
It's very refreshing on a hot day.
Serviceable beer. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put these down and go back to my Tropicalia.
I already forgot which one's which. I've got these two glasses. They both look identical.
The lighter color one is the Pilsner. I forget you can't see color.
They look the same. I can see shades. We've been through this.
Are you colorblind?
I am. Fantastically.
That's a great way to go through life.
Is that what?
Colors. I said, that's a great way to go through life.
Yeah. Colorblind. It's been a weird one, for sure.
So, we do it. You want to stick around for a song?
I mean, yeah, we can hang.
I mean, you brought us some shitty beer. You're going to... stick through the rest of this. Someone reached out to us on Facebook, and we moved the conversation to email, and his name's Sean, and I'm going to read you a little bit about Sean. He goes by the stage name Bad Hippie Sean, originally from Montgomery, Alabama, and was based out of San Francisco, California. Hippie Sean is an entertainer performing his original music and comedy, accompanied by his ukulele, Ava. I like that his ukulele has a name.
It's awesome.
I'm reading along with the email as well.
They have. How do you have access to my...
You forwarded it to me.
Oh, okay. They performed in... that's so cute. His ukulele, Ava. I like it. They performed in Oregon, Colorado, Georgia, and several cities in California. His music is set to lift the spirits of anyone who will take the time to listen, mixing rap lyrics and the sweet Hawaiian sound of the ukulele. Now residing in Atlanta, he hopes to continue producing shows and give you a show that you'd never expect. And so he sent us a song we're going to listen to. It's called Beach Trap House.
Beach Trap House. Yeah. Beach
Trap House.
So wait, a trap house for people in Atlanta. Yeah, it's a drug house.
Yeah,
correct.
This song is about a drug house on a beach.
Well, the idea was, and the way I understand it, and you have three white dudes in the suburbs now describing trap houses and trap music.
I'm wearing a Wu-Tang Clan T-shirt.
You're right. Is that
the whole reason we got a hip hop correspondent? It was because of us.
The main drug dealers were on the larger streets, and the younger junior guys coming up couldn't have that territory, so they were back around behind. An apartment building, but you were kind of closed in back there, and you could go. You basically trap people.
A trap.
Yeah, it's physically sort of a trap, as I understand it. But again,
that's gangster.
Keep in mind the demographic of the storyteller here. Let's listen to Beach Trap House.
Trapping out the beach house, it's a beach trap house. Trapping out the beach house, it's a beach trap house. Trapping out the beach house, it's a beach trap house. Trapping out the beach house, it's a beach trap house. Trapping, 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 trapping out the beach house. Trapping, 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 we trap out the beach house. Peter Piper picked a pack of the greenest pickled peppers. Every time he pick a pack, it bleed all on his sweater. Sally selling Zanny shells by the seashore. Zanny, 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 all they asking for is more. My homie went to CCC to see what he could CCC, but all that he could CCC was the bottom of the purple lean, lean, lean. Mike's magic mushrooms make the maybes mellows mush. Sally snort a slime, a cloak will make you maybes bush. Acid test what sells the best, organic, not synthetic. No crack, no meth, nothing with 12 steps. If you're looking for that, go somewhere else. My homie went to CCC to see what he could CCC. All that he could CCC was the bottom of the purple, lean, lean, lean. Trapping out the beach house, it's a beach trap house. Trapping out the beach house, it's a beach trap house. Trapping out the beach house, it's a beach trap house. Trapping out the beach house, it's a beach trap house. Trapping, 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 trapping out the beach house. Trapping, 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 we trap out the beach house. My homie went to CCC to see what he could CCC, but all that he could CCC was the bottom of the purple ling, ling, ling.
Well, that, after whatever we're at, 169, 170 episodes now, is easily the greatest song that we've ever played on the show.
I question people who listen to this show.
Sure. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. People who would then send us music to review on the show, because we've been unabashedly honest about some stings.
Mm-hmm.
And not the kindest reviews from time to time. I loved it.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
I loved so many things about it.
Yep.
Ava sounds delightful.
Yep.
Sean, we looked you up. You're huge.
Yeah, big dude.
If that's in fact you, I mean, I'm a terrible Googler, but...
Terrible Googler. What got you fired from Google? I was a terrible Googler.
I was shitty at Googling. No, that was brilliant. I loved it.
Yeah, that's good.
So before we recorded a couple days ago, I threw out a thing on Facebook that says, here we're going to record. And if you have questions, you should submit it to us. And we got some. And I think we actually have a couple arguing in our feed.
Wait, again?
Like a relationship?
Yeah, they're in a relationship. And they...
Wait, is this the one that we... I mean, we already did one of these on the last episode, remember?
These are new ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I have not looked.
Yeah, hold on. Here's a...
This doesn't seem to be the kind of podcast that would stimulate strife between people.
Yo, stick around, buddy.
It is our whole narrative arc.
Okay. 9 comments. Step it up, people. 9 comments. How much is too much to spend at the liquor store?
Over $100 is a little extreme.
How much is too much to spend at the liquor store? It depends.
I don't want, coming from our light American lager subject matter expert, I could understand that.
But
your car, you couldn't fit all the Miller Lite products in your car.
My truck, you mean, sir?
It would runneth over.
Thank you.
It depends on what you're like, why you're at the liquor store, right?
Is it for you for the weekend?
It's proportional, right? Yeah. Is it for you or are you buying for a wedding or like...
Well,
okay. Let's go on the premise that it's dude.
We're dating.
Andrew's going to liquor store.
Yeah.
How much? Where does the shame threshold kick in? I think if you're in the parking lot before the alcohol store opens,
yeah,
that's shame.
But well, yeah, but that doesn't.
So what level if you're spending on yourself
for like the weekend?
Yeah,
is $100 too much
for yourself? I think, for two days.
I think if you like are standing there and like they're like, all right, your total is $112.87. That'd be like, ooh. Spending over $100.
I'm gonna have to answer some questions.
But every time you go to Costco, easy $100.
Oh, you can't get out of there. For
every time $100. You go to Target or Target, it's $100.
Yeah, for sure. But those you generally come out of Target and Costco with things that aren't explicitly poisoning yourself.
You guys aren't going to buy beer at Costco, right?
They don't buy what?
They don't have craft beer at Costco, do they?
They have.
Depends on the store.
They have Kirkland brand like. Pale ale and craft beer that's made. I think it's made by Gordon Biersch.
I have heard.
But it's different in each region.
I have heard that the Kirkland whiskey is fantastic.
I've heard that too, but my Cumberland Costco doesn't have the liquor store. It's only at, because Georgia, our Kennesaw? State, you one owner can only have two liquor stores in the state.
Really?
Yeah. So Costco only has two.
Wait.
Even though there are more than two Costcos.
Then how are there more than Sherlock's?
There aren't. There's two Sherlock's, there's two Bullocks, there's two Greens, there's two Towers. It's only two of each one.
No.
Yep.
It's like the rule of three in comedy.
No. It's like the rule of two in Star Wars, Sith. There can be a master and an apprentice.
It's the rule of two in the state of Georgia. If you want to take it that way,
did you get beat up a lot?
Me?
Yeah, as a kid.
I have actually been in one physical altercation my entire life. It's the last day of eighth grade, and believe it or not, I was a band geek. I know, shocking. And the quarterback of the football team had just ruthlessly picked on me all year, and he shoved me into the classroom. It's literally the last class of the last day of eighth grade. I turned around and shoved him right back. I just had it, shoved him right back, and then he just went out and wailed on my face. And then the bell rang, so I just picked myself up and went to my seat. The teacher comes in, takes one look around the class, and just points at him, points at me, and goes, "Both of you to the principal's office." Not a word was spoken. She just came in, looked at the class, and went, "You two guys, out of here." And he was suspended for the first 2 weeks of high school, I believe.
Did he miss any football games?
I don't care. one. And his mom was my school bus driver.
Weird.
Years later, I was in college, and I came home for a weekend, and I went to go get lunch at a local Cobb Parkway restaurant, and he was my waiter.
And you were blowing trumpet in the UGA band, right?
So now you guys have more. So that is my one altercation. Mm. I have punched a wall out of anger, and unfortunately, it was the part of the wall where the stud was behind it.
Mm, yeah.
So the wall won.
That never ends well.
So more questions. Is it bad to love my girlfriend's dogs more than her?
It depends on if you post it on social media where she can read it.
Love, what is it?
I'm starting to think that just based on this pattern of questions here that Andrew is more of a cry for help and that I don't know if he's trying to incite his girlfriend into she respond?
Oh yeah, we'll get to hers in a second. And soccer, why no hands? Because that's the stupid rule they came up with that for that stupid sport.
I disagree, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to need more creative questions.
Okay. Andrew also says there's going to be a scathing review coming on iTunes, which all of you people, please. Andrew did post pictures of his girlfriend's dogs, and they are adorable AF.
Did he post pictures of his girlfriend?
Here's the worst thing the dog did recently. One of the dogs shit on the carpet, and their last argument was what they fought about what to watch on TV.
That's standard.
He says here that we've got a review incoming on iTunes, but there's nothing in iTunes.
I thought he said he loved the dogs, and then he fought about them shitting on the carpet.
No, I said for even playing field, please submit the worst things the dogs have done and the details of your last argument.
Oh.
So Lauren, who I assume is the girlfriend, one, Andrew, you're out kicking your coverage. So I think you need to shut up. And
is there a picture of her?
Yeah, if you go to your Facebook account on your phone.
I don't know how to work it.
You don't know how to work your phone?
Like Facebook. I'm not good at it.
How'd you get fired from Facebook? I wasn't good at Facebook. Sir, I don't think jobs in technology are for you.
All right, what's her name?
All right, let's know. Okay. Let's move it on here. You guys were having a conversation before we started recording about you guys don't agree on the validity of...
It's not that we don't agree. It's that I'm right.
Right. So it's that... What is the problem here? Chris, you don't believe the written word can be funny?
No. That's how it started. I don't... And maybe I misspoke. I don't believe the written word's as powerful as it used to be.
Oh, that's a wholly, totally different thing.
Yeah, that's completely different.
Is it?
Yeah, totally.
Is it?
Is it?
Is it really?
Is it?
You're
backpedaling. Bye. Good to see you. I mean, he backpedaled so hard, he's gone.
I did. So, like, but listen. Okay, I'll go back. If I say I was 12 and I wanted to read Mad Magazine, right? When I was young, this was in the
80s. Yeah.
I'd read Mad Magazine. It was funny.
Right.
I had no other avenue to hear comedy.
Okay.
You didn't hear comedy.
Now, outside of records.
Okay.
Or CDs.
Right.
Then, right?
My parents had a Cheech and Chong album that I wore out.
Brilliant.
It was good. It was the one with Basketball Jones on it.
I'm a Mexican American. Yeah.
Yeah, that album was awesome.
So, what I'm saying is now with podcasts and, you know.
The fuck is a podcast?
So, you can hear everything, so you don't necessarily need to read it. So I'm wondering if the muscle has gotten weaker.
Yeah, but with the internet, there's so much more written word in your face.
I'm not going to read.
Well, that's a user issue.
But that's the whole world.
No, I disagree. I read probably over 100 articles a day.
That is true. You're always in your phone.
Yes, because I'm an introvert and I have a hard time being around people.
Russ is particularly phony.
I am. But that's been my job for the last 10 years is to do nothing but that.
You've got a raging phone bone.
Man, I'd love one of those. We're going to download that. I need a phone bone. No, I think it depends on how hard someone's willing to seek out the information or the content they want. There is the idea that everything is served to us now with targeting and whatnot based on your past activities online. But I'm searching for stuff to become either better at my job or to be a better writer. Or to be better at this excuse for hanging out with Tony.
So,
I mean, I get, I would say, upwards of 100% of my news from Twitter.
Right.
Absolutely.
Like, and I get a lot of it is like directing me to the actual news piece, but it's curated through people that I like.
But I can choose my news too.
You do what?
I can choose my news.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm going to give you a leg to stand on here in the fact that, you know, the vast majority of news can be boiled down to here's what happened in two sentences. And now here's our panel that's going to tell you their opinions on it. The saved you a click Twitter account being the one that was kind of the first mainstream thing to call that shit out on a regular basis. It's like, the article is, guess you'll never believe who won the Wimbledon championship. And he's like, Serena, yeah. saved you a click. So I think it comes down to what sources you choose to bring into your ecosphere.
What is the last funny book you read? Like truly funny, like guttural laugh.
Oh, Amy Poehler's book. And Anna Kendrick's. These are the last books I read. Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Anna Kendrick. You think I like female comedy writers?
Saturday Night Live.
So and I laughed through all of them, and parts of them made me cry. So
I can't. I read a collection of short stories from Garrison Keillor not long ago that genuinely
pre-touchy or post-touchy.
Well, I mean, the book was written 20 years ago or 30 years ago or whatever. It was pre people knowing about him being a creep. So, you know, that's unfortunate, but it made me laugh really hard.
I saw something last weekend, earlier this week. I saw the Mr. Rogers documentary, and I will tell you, it pushed my reset button on humanity. Like, I feel like...
Why?
It was pure. It was full of hope. There was joy. And that's all the movie was. And the thing that broke my heart, and I'll tell you, I've been telling people I cried through the last half of the movie, and that's complete crap. I cried through the entire movie. And there's other men in this theater. You hear them trying to hold in their sobs, too. It grabbed you to the bone. And it's powerful what this man tried to do and how he, at the end, felt like he came up short. They brought him back to do little pieces after 9/11 to explain to the kids what happened. And, you know, always look for the helpers, where that line came from. And he's sitting at the piano looking despondent and kind of tinkering around like, hurry up. Because he didn't feel like he had done any good. And it completely, that aspect of it is just heart-wrenching.
There's a little darkness in all of us, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody agrees with that? Now, how?
No, I'm pure as a driven snow.
You have no, like
My Little Pony over here.
You're a virgin dove.
Like a Care Bear.
So
someone tried to get in an argument with me this week that the Care Bear theme song was better than DuckTales. And
Oh my God.
Right? Yeah. And she played it. And I'm like,
blocked, reported,
fired.
Well, Fraggle Rock beats everything.
No. I mean, Fraggle Rock is very good.
It's very good.
The Muppet
good.
Show theme song is also very good. But DuckTales.
Why Fraggle Rock is so good is because you see the Muppet, like you see the.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it does well standing by itself.
True. You got to see the animals.
I think you do. But the Muppet Show theme song, I don't think you need to see them.
Ever. Jason Segel plays a brilliant version of it. Doesn't he play the Muppet Show and what is that movie? Getting Over Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
I saw his penis and I never forgave him.
I'm fine with it.
Don't show me Mila Kunis and what's her face and then I get Segel dick.
Yeah, but he plays that and it's brilliant.
To sum up, Fred Rogers movie, just go see it. I think we all could use a dose of good news. That's you're insulated from the bad news for an hour and a half, and it was great. And
did he have a sex sweater?
Normally, those kind of comments are reserved for me, for Tony to tee up.
Yeah, this is just too much for me to deal with. The two of you.
But it was it's great, and I've tried to be calmer since that movie, like with trolling people and just being asinine for the sake of being asinine. I'm really trying to be better, for lack of a better word. It really was an awesome movie.
So speaking of humanity, would you eat human meat?
Am I dying? On a mountain?
I mean, just it's philosophically.
Called, it's called lawn pig, by the way. Lawn pig, like your lawn.
Lawn pig? I've heard something about that.
Lawn pig is human flesh. I think.
I would. I'm 99% sure.
It's going to have to me. I'm be stranded on an island and someone has died just then in front of me of natural causes from the plane crash.
You wouldn't do it just for like kicks?
I will eat almost anything once. I've had really, really weird food, but I'm trying to cut out meat and pork.
Do you feel conflicted about the bodies exhibit? Have you seen that?
Confession, I may or may not have been involved at a workplace that was helping that exhibition.
But knowing that it's like Chinese prisoners who didn't really have a choice to.
Not necessarily true.
Really? Yeah.
No.
That's not?
No. There's also the rumor that it was Chinese Christians that were killed.
They were Christian?
Yes.
Huh.
So there was all kinds of rumors about that. Now, are their bodies Chinese? Yes. Were there documents for each one that each person signed off on donating their body to science? Yes. Could, of course, those documents been faked? Absolutely.
Sure.
I wasn't in the room for those. But as was explained to us, for us to have a clear conscience about what we were selling, we asked a lot of questions. We had a lot of internet rumors, vehemently denied, so much as to the president of the company was like, look, I wouldn't do this. So we were like, okay.
If you eat Chinese people, is it still Chinese people?
Jesus.
Nice.
And I'm so sorry that you've put up with this for so many years. I'm starting to see myself now outside my own body.
Yeah, now I've got two of you.
I do have a story about the bodies exhibit.
Okay.
When it was, where is it? On 14th Street where they built
it? It's in Atlantic Station.
Atlantic Station. So they had the.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
So they had the, you come down the interstate and you can see the sign. And it's bodies, right? And it's hanging over like a parking deck.
Mm-hmm.
My son's name is Bodie.
It's Miller?
No. Oh. It's spelled differently. It's spelled Bodie, which isn't how you spell body at all. But my wife wanted to take a photo of him in front of the. So there are several pictures of me hanging my son over this car garage, holding him by the wrists, and her taking a photo of this body because she thought it was close to Bodie.
Bodies.
Yeah.
I like it.
So.
But no, I had no, and I saw the exhibit, and if that exhibit won't make you quit smoking, nothing will.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Any other questions, comments, concerns?
I don't think so. Go check out, let me get back to the email here. Hippie Sean. Go check out Hippie Sean. He's at facebook.com/HippieSean, HIPPIESHAUN. Instagram, he is Ghosts of Sean Lamar, LAMAR. He's got a SoundCloud that's Bad Hippie Sean.
What's his brand?
Hippie Sean.
Sorry, Sean.
Yeah.
Thanks for reaching out. We appreciate it. And maybe
go skewer us on iTunes.
Don't go skewer Sean, though.
Don't go skewer Sean.
I like Sean.
Go leave us 5 stars and then
trash us
and go to the Facebook and go to the Twitter. And
special thanks to our Light American Lager subject matter expert. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.